Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday for all three of us, our Friday. So we'll sprinkle in some top.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Picks that we normally do on Thursday and Friday today. We'll have Matt Cotrero on at 9 o'clock today, so stay tuned for that as well. Jay Binkley just joined us. He's in with Alex Gold again today.
As I'm sure they'll talk more and more about what's going on at minicamp with Trey Smith. Good to hear what Binkley had to say about that as well. Huge Trey Smith fan. Glad to see him out there and know that he's, you know, he's about that life.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they're going to take care of me. I'm going to take care of them. And this is one of those things where I thought Chris Jones said it great. He took a different approach to me, which is probably better. Best.
Probably the right move to do, not to do what I did. But no, I mean, like, it's a balancing act. Like, if Trey didn't show up, I would definitely understand not showing up. You don't have the contract that you want. I get it. You got one opportunity, really, to kind of cash in the NFL, and Trey needs to make up for lost money over the last couple of years. So I would have understood if he wasn't there. But being there shows you that he is close and shows you that he is one of the kind of cornerstones of this franchise that they're going to build around, that they want to have, you know, in their fold. And he's one of the good ones, man. Like, I love Trey to death. Like, he's just a super duper human being. He's a great person, and he's an even better football player. So it's just a really good fit for us here in Kansas City. It's a good fit for Trey as well. And I think something will get done. You don't show up to mini camp if you're not close to getting a deal done.
Real quickly, we get back to the poll question.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
So you can go over to our Twitter handle at TheFan965. We have our poll question up. The poll question up for the Fesco and Dusty poll question is, does Dan Mears, the 35-year-long KC Wolf mascot, belong in the Chiefs Ring of Honor? 62.4% say yes.
Good. Good.
So leading in that category out of 109.
I was worried, so I'm glad.
What did you think it was going to be, Mac?
I just thought it was going to be maybe 60-40 the other way of some people kind of, oh, well, he didn't play football here. He's, you know, that sort of attitude rather like it's about the culture of the franchise, yeah. Adding to the history, adding to the legacy. Casey Wolf did all that, man.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting topic that you bring up, because that's kind of the way I was leaning. And, you know, I've been to all these ballparks that we do for our ballpark trip, and you go through and you see certain things that are very important to those people in that town. And if you're not from that place, you don't have any idea why this guy's got a statue or that guy's got a statue or why this person's name is up there. And then you have the opportunity to learn about that. And you go, oh, that's really cool. And then you see, you know, who they're honoring and whatnot. And that's kind of where it is for Casey Wolf. I mean, can you tell the story of the Kansas City Chiefs without Casey Wolf?
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of people say, well, yeah, it's all about the football that's on the field, but also it's all about the community that's involved with this team. And I think every child out there knows who Casey Wolf is, just like they know who Slugger is, right? And you know who these folks are, and they become an important part of, you know, going to the game as a kid. Where's Casey Wolf? Or where's Slugger? They all love to see that mascot. And so that's, as a kid, how you kind of get into sports. You fall in love with the mascot, and then you fall in love with that sport. So I think Casey Wolf is a very, very important part of the history of the Kansas City Chiefs, and absolutely should be in the Ring of Honor.
A lot of people think that the important thing for the Royals is the voice inside the head of the hitters, but maybe the most important part is the bat inside the hitter's hands.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, right? And it ultimately just comes down to the players executing. And, you know, with this erroneous report by whoever that guy was yesterday in New York, it forced me to make phone calls. You know, I don't like bothering people all the time. You know, I'm not one of those that every day I've got to call so-and-so or this guy to get information. But when stuff like this starts to kind of get peddled down of lies about the owner wanting the team to sell and whatnot, I feel like I've got to make some phone calls. And then you have some conversations about other things as well with people in the organization. And, you know, Zumwalt was actually brought up to me, and the person that I was talking to yesterday inside the organization says, I know Zumwalt's a big topic of discussion right now. And I said, well, obviously it's the hitting coach is what we do in sports, right? You know, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, hitting coach. We know the litany of guys who get fired right away. And this person was telling me yesterday, he goes, there's not a better person to be our hitting coach than Alex Zumwalt right now. This guy has been with these guys for a very long time, through the minor leagues into where they are. He knows how they tick. And it's not like when I do something wrong and I don't do what I need to do, you don't blame my mother. You know, it's not her fault. You didn't raise him right. No, he's 48 years old right now. He should figure things out on his own. Or, you know, you don't blame the parents when kids do stuff as adults that they shouldn't be doing. And that's kind of where they are, I think, with Alex Zumwalt right now. Because last year, he was the hitting coach. Bobby Witt was a MVP. Vinny Pasquantino became one of the best hitters in baseball. You know, we saw Salvador Perez have a great year last year. This year, yeah, it's Vinny and Salvi aren't getting the job done. But Michael Garcia is, Kyle Isbell is, Drew Waters is having a nice year. Like, he's done a nice job with a lot of other players. Got, you know, Jonathan India back on track. And then your all-stars, your superstars, actually performed like all-stars and superstars last night and nobody's complaining about the hitting coach right now, right? It's not necessarily the hitting coach. It's about the guys going out there and doing the executing. Can a new voice sometimes be effective? Maybe. But then I got down a rabbit hole of, do teams get better? And overwhelmingly, teams either stay the same or get worse when you replace the hitting coach. And so they're not going to make that kind of move because they believe that they have the right, as of now, and again, all this can change as time moves on, but as of right now, they believe that they have the best guy who knows these players the best that can go out there and get the most out of them. And that's why they stick with Alex Zumwalt, because he's the parent, they're the kids, they're grown kids now. They got to go out there and take care of business themselves. It all comes down to those Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. And if those guys are hitting, this offense is just fine.
No doubt about it. It was great to see that, because last night those three guys did. I thought it was so crucial to hear that stat from the Royals broadcast team where Salvador Perez hits a home run at 396 feet, and Vinny Pasquantino flies out at 413. Vinny's got to be like, dude, I hit that ball 5 feet to the right. It's like golf.
Yeah.
I hit that ball 4 feet to the right and hit the side of the green and roll off. It goes right in the middle of the green and stays.
But, game of inches, yeah, they say all the time, yeah, and how hard it is to compete at the big league level. And, you know, that was a shot by Vinny. I mean, that's gotten a lot of ballparks, right? Obviously, that one wasn't the other night, but, you know, it comes with the territory. But, you know, you got Salvi back on track. You've got Bobby back on track. And I'm not sitting here trying to be an Alex Zumwalt apologist. I'm just giving you the information that I received yesterday about Alex Zumwalt, because everybody wants to talk about this guy and everybody wants to throw him under the bus right now, and it's easy to blame the coach. You can't fire 26 players on your roster, 53 players on your roster. So it always starts with, you know, the low-hanging fruit of the offensive coordinator, the hitting coach, or the defensive coordinator, or the pitching coach. And then we kind of go from there. But the Royals, as of right now, don't feel the need to make a change at that hitting coach position. And I don't blame him. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. He's been around these guys for a while. They trust him right now. And so they'll figure it out. Eventually, you got to take onus on yourself and say, be a big boy, put your big boy pants on. And Bobby and Salvi did that last night.
Coming up on the other side, Mac hijacks the show with one word. Plus, we were, what, 80 days away? That's going to take a lot of math to get to where we are Monday by the time we get there. But we're 80 days away from the first real football game of the NFL season. I didn't make that up. The NFL did.
NFL did.
Sorry. We get to that one word next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
I don't know what it is, but I want to drink a bourbon with Bill Brooks and have a dart. Have him narrate my life. It's a very short narration, be like 5 minutes, be over.
There was this guy, he was really funny sometimes, but also dumb. R.I.P.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you.
And gone.
I don't know why he's like raspy Denny, but that's right. What it is.
Here was a guy that drove like an idiot on I-70 and gone.
That's probably how he narrates the traffic, bourbon and bourbon and
he sits there in the morning in like yes, a dark room filled yes, with smoke from a cigar. There's a lot of crazy idiots out there.
Is there really any detail in those traffic reports? I mean, you could just sit there and go, there's traffic on I-70 and 435 yeah, today. Buckle up. Have a good day. I'm Bill Brooks. You know, he'd be done with it. You know,
there's going to be a guy in a Super Duty truck that goes 87 miles per hour at 5 a.m. Just get over and let him win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bill Brooks.
That's exactly right. There's a guy with truck nuts who's driving like an ass in the snow. Yeah. Look out. Weather's, okay. Thanks, yeah, Bill.
Weather's not that bad. You drive a lifted diesel stroke truck, dude.
Yeah.
Weather is never an issue. But Mac, take it away, man.
Well, Mahomes is number one, according to Peter Prisco.
Which is interesting because he's a known Chiefs hater,
right?
He doesn't
like the Chiefs.
But he's actually smart with this one. He ranked Patrick Mahomes as the number one NFL player.
Is that Josh Briscoe's alter ego?
It is. Pete Prisco, Josh Briscoe, Nixon 5, right? And Nabisco Crackers. So he
Nixon
has
a, 4.
Nixon 4 at that point. Did you see Jalen Brunson's tweet last night, by
oh,
the
boy,
way?
I did not.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm so confused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Throws that out there and then has to quote tweet. Oh, I was talking about Love Island or something. Like, my kids are watching this show down in his basement, and he's tweeting about that. Like, way to go, Jalen. Like,
nice.
Great, great, great troll type of tweet last night. Oh, yeah, I was watching Love Island. Or you hear they're hiring Mike Brown, who's now coached every team in the NBA. Like, that's your fallback plan in the NBA right now, right? Your fallback plan is fire the coach, call everybody else about their good coaches, and then hire Mike Brown. Like, that's what everybody does in the NBA. That guy has legitimately coached every team in the NBA.
Has he coached Bron twice?
In LA and in Cleveland. I think he may have.
I thought he did. Am I wrong on that?
I think he may have, yeah. I absolutely,
yeah. So many coaches at this point, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, that coach resume is crazy. But Patrick Mahomes, number one.
Yeah, which is great because if you're going to start a franchise in the NFL, ask yourself this question. Which player are you starting your franchise with? If every player in the league was put into a hat and they did a draft every year, or, you know, and you had the number one pick, who are you picking to start your team with, right? And the answer is pretty clear. It's Patrick Mahomes. And if you don't say Patrick Mahomes, you're just lying to yourself right now. There's no better winner in professional sports than Patrick Mahomes. And so you are starting your franchise with Patrick Mahomes. I hate when guys try to overthink this and do something different and worry about this or that or the other thing. Sometimes the obvious answer is the right answer. And until further notice, Patrick Mahomes is the number one player in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no question. And when you talk about starting your franchise, that answer has been Mahomes and will be Mahomes for the next few years. Yeah. He's only 30. So 33, 34, I'd still probably take Mahomes, probably get over that age. Okay, now we're thinking about starting a franchise and age and youth and all those things. But there, on the other hand, there's not another quarterback that's come into the league that is worth taking at that point that is young, you know, has the youth advantage. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jaden Daniels, maybe, but there's so many other concerns there, and he's not even near on the echelon that we've seen Mahomes.
Very small sample size.
Right, exactly, in one season.
Yeah, so when did you decide that Tom Brady was no longer like that guy? Like, was it after Mahomes' first season of playing in the NFL? Because at that point in time, like, Tom Brady was the guy. I mean, if you were building your franchise for 20 years, you would be taking Tom Brady and, oh, the number two pick got Peyton Manning. Sorry. You know, like, it wasn't like you were getting some piece of trash at number two.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, Tom Brady, I would think, held that spot for about 20 years. And then he retired and he left. Or then Patrick Mahomes came into play and people started to go, okay, Patrick Mahomes probably better than Tom Brady. I wonder when that kind of runs out. You said 30, 35, so another 5 or 6 years probably for Patrick Mahomes still being that number one player. But maybe somebody never takes that away from Patrick Mahomes. We don't know. He's the number one player in the NFL until further notice. Who that guy is, I don't know who takes that mantle away from him.
Yeah, I would have said probably Mahomes after his third year, which would have been like 19 when he got the first Super Bowl, because if we do the logic that we just did with Jaden Daniels, you can't do it with Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion. To be like, oh, I take Patrick Mahomes after 1 year of being a star in the NFL. Okay, well, was that year an anomaly, or is he going to give you more examples of what he did? So that to me is where I'm like, okay, yeah, that was really cool. 50 and 5,000. That's great. Sweet. Love it. This guy's on the come, right? And then he did it again the next year and won the Super Bowl. Right. Then at that point, I'm like, okay, like, Brady really isn't the stopgap right now anymore. Yeah, you got him in the AFC Championship game, but the next year they went back and won the whole damn thing.
Right.
Now year three, okay, give me Patrick Mahomes to start my franchise. I've seen 2 years of greatness. He's gone to the AFC Championship game, and the Super Bowl, and won the Super Bowl. And not only that, when he won the Super Bowl, it was came from behind and won, and every game got more and more evaluated because of the significance of that part of the season, divisional, championship, Super Bowl, every single one from behind. At that point, I was like, okay, there's too many anomalies here that I've seen. Now, if Jaden Daniels goes back-to-back, goes to the NFC Championship game this year, wins it, goes to Super Bowl and wins it, then you can have that discussion of, like, where you would start your franchise due to the youth.
And then that's the caveat right there. And if Jaden Daniels wins the Super Bowl this year, let's just say that does happen, then you can say, okay, he's 25, 26 years old. He's got, you know, let's just say 10 more years of a career. Mahomes may have 5 more years, however you want to look at it. He's got a much longer shelf life than ultimately Patrick Mahomes does. But let's see how his career continues to move forward, right? Is he going to use that as the stopgap, winning the Super Bowl, and he's accomplished everything? Or will he continue to be driven, like Patrick Mahomes has been driven, to not just win a Super Bowl, it's to win all of the Super Bowls? And how's Jaden Daniels going to do when you have Kadarius Toney as your wide receiver, or guys who are dropping the ball all over the place? Is he going to be able to rebound and move his team forward like Patrick Mahomes was able to do when the guys around him, his supporting cast, wasn't stepping it up too?
You said Mahomes will be 30 this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
September, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, September. So Peyton Manning, when he turned 30, went 12-4, threw for 4,300 yards and 31 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. You know Tom Brady, what happened when he turned 30?
What happened?
They went 16-0. He threw for 50 touchdowns and 4,800 yards.
Let's go.
Wait a second. So Brady's 30th year was that 07 season when Randy Moss?
Oh,
boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Peyton's. Yeah. That's right.
Sorry, NFL.
That's right.
You're about to get screwed.
And that's what they always said. And that's what's so great, I think, about Patrick Mahomes is that everyone has always kind of said, once you get to like 29, 30, that's when you hit the like really, you really hit the ground running with your career, because now you're a seasoned vet. You've seen almost everything thrown at you. And now the league, if you are that great quarterback, has completely slowed down, like that squirrel from Over the Hedge that drinks the energy drink and goes and does his thing. And everybody else is like paused. And he's just like, you know what? I think that's Steve Carell who plays that character.
So, yeah.
And
great
you
soundtrack.
You look at 30. Fantastic. You look at 30 for Tom Brady. I know the anomaly of the season, the 16-0 lose to the Giants in the Super Bowl, but had that miraculous year with Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, yep.
Had his receiver, right? What's Mahomes got this year?
He's got his receivers this year. That's right. He's got a speedy receiver. He's got his possession receiver. Yep. He's got his tight end. He's got all kinds of weapons around him right now. Like, that's why I still think. I mean, like, he probably looked at that stat for Tom Brady at one point already and goes, okay, what did Tom do when he was 30? Oh, 16-0. Okay, I'll go 17-0, and I'll put up more yards, and I'll win the Super Bowl that year, and we'll go undefeated and leave everybody in our dust. Like that's how you one up Tom Brady at 30. You run the table and you win the Super Bowl. And then you can say you had the best year as a 30-year-old of a quarterback in the history of the NFL.
And Drew Brees, the age of 30, would tie his career high in touchdowns at 34, have a completion percentage of 70.6, throw for 4,300 yards and go 13-2. And then after that, he would throw for 33 touchdowns, 46 touchdowns, 43 touchdowns, 39 touchdowns. And then that's when Drew Brees' career went 5,000, 5,000, 5,000, back to back.
And what year did he kind of tail off, Drew Brees? At what age was his kind of dissipation?
That would be 36.
Okay.
And I would say, I mean, at 37, he threw for 5,200 yards and 37 touchdowns.
Okay.
So really, if you really want to say when did it start to fall off, it was 40. Because, I mean, even at 39, he threw for 74.4 completion percentage, which he's like the GOAT when it comes to completion percentage, because you have Michael Thomas and all those guys that just never dropped the ball. But at 39, Brees threw for almost 4,000 yards, missed it by 8. 32 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Then after that, it was 2,900, and it was over.
Yeah, okay. So the one blip on the radar was probably that year that Sean Payton was suspended, I would imagine, right? And he didn't have his offensive genius sitting alongside of him.
Right. But, I mean, he's just, I mean, 30s just seems to be the year that's like the Vino year that you look for. Like, what was that great wine year? Oh, it was 2001 or whatever it was. Yeah. Like, that's the 30-year-old quarterback. So, we talk about all this bias stuff, like scorched earth, new haircut, got beat in the Super Bowl, all this sort of stuff. He's going to come back pissed off. There's history that defends that at the age of 30 at the quarterback position, if you are in that upper echelon, Brady, Brees, Manning, all those guys, 30 is when that guy starts to click and it almost becomes unfair.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, you've got the experience now, right? In anything, the older you get, the more experience you get. You realize what works, what doesn't work. You solve problems easier. You know how to get out of situations. You've got all those years under your belt, man. Like, this is going to be the prime Mahomes time right now. I don't normally have the text line open, but it was when I came in today because Binkley was here. I just want to read this one from the 913. Brady never got blown out in a Super Bowl. Mahomes got blown out twice already and given a ring because of the refs.
I'm going to respond and say that Brady got blown out by Jake Plummer in the playoffs.
I'm going to respond and say, who cares what you win by or lose by? A win's a win. A loss is a loss. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It all goes into the same column. You either win or you lost. It doesn't matter. So Brady went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl, and that, quite frankly, is a dumb text.
Mahomes got blown out in the Super Bowl against Brady, also had no offensive line, got blown out against the Eagles. They were the better team. I'll give you that. Jalen Hurts isn't a slouch. Brady got beat by Jake Plummer in New England in the playoffs. Mahomes has been beat by Brady, Hurts, Joe Burrow.
That's it.
That's it. And he was in the Super Bowl twice.
Right.
That's in the Super Bowl.
Right. He has not gotten beaten by the Jake Plummers of the world.
No,
right?
He doesn't lose in the wild card round. He doesn't lose in the divisional round. He doesn't lose in the AFC Championship games besides one time, which was, you know, we could go into that. But, yeah, this is going to become, I mean, very quickly, it's already the writing's on the wall. This is going to be the LeBron MJ debate. I mean, it just is.
The Brady Mahomes debate.
Yeah, it's going to be the exact same discourse. Oh, well, you know, he doesn't have the rings. Okay, well, LeBron went to the finals a lot of times. You're kind of admonishing, you're criticizing him for getting far, for only winning 4 out of 10, but he made the finals every year he owned the Eastern Conference. And again, I think Michael Jordan's the GOAT. I'm just saying it's going to have some very similar discourse.
Another quarterback that we can put up in the upper echelon, I think, from our, you know, time on earth, Aaron Rodgers, right? 30 years old, got hurt, only played in 9 games. But after that, 4,338, 3,831, 4,440. I mean, it's that age, man. Once you get to 30, it's on. So, Mac, why don't you take it away with one word?
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur.
One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word, baby. Let's start with baseball. Let's start on a positive note, because that's what we got with our boys in blue last night. With some positivity, we needed it. 6-1 win for the Royals in Texas. Bobby got going. Salvi got going with an oppo homer, two home runs, passing George Brett for the most multi-game home runs, most multi-home run games in Royals history, with 18 of those passing George Brett. One word on the Royals last night.
Needed. They needed that win last night. Fans needed that win last night. They needed Bobby to go out there and go scorched earth. They needed Salvi to go out there and go scorched earth. And they got what they needed out of their star players, and they won in convincing fashion. And then Seth Lugo just dominated all night long.
I'll say Revival. Great song by Zach Bryan, by the way. Also, maybe that's what you need. I know there's a lot of people that will go out there and say they need that walk-off home run. They need that big win. Maybe that was it. You had a players-only meeting on Saturday, lost the game on Sunday, had the off day Monday, and came out and looked like a completely reborn or a revival of an offense. I know it's one game, but damn it, let's have some fun with it. Salvador Perez hit two home runs. Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run. Seth Lugo looked like Seth Lugo. And you got back in the winning column, and damn it, it feels good. So the revival maybe has started last night in Texas.
We'll go over to the Chiefs here and get into some other football stuff that we'll have some audio on. One word on the Chiefs ranking 23rd in running back duos. This comes from Frisella, I believe is how Frisella. 23rd in running back duos. One word there.
Okay. Like, I mean, I don't know enough about their running backs to say they should be higher or they should be lower or anything like that. They've got three guys, I think, that you're probably going to rely on this year. And if they all produce and do some good things, great. I mean, Kansas City, when they've won with Andy Reid, never really had a homegrown, not a homegrown, I should say, but a name running back.
Like, okay,
It's never been a Jamal never Charles. Happened. It's never been a Priest Holmes. It's never been a Derrick Henry. It's never been a Saquon Barkley. They've always just figured out ways to have success with their running backs, whether it's Warren West, whether it's Damian Williams, whether it's Darrell Williams, whether it's Isaiah Pacheco, it doesn't matter, Kareem Hunt, like whoever the case may be, they figure out a way to get it done. So a 23rd, fine, whatever. I just look at that and go, we're never going to have that stable of running backs that people look at and go, those are superstar guys, because it's just not the way this offense needs or operates.
It's fine. I mean, you can act like 23, oh, that stinks. You know, there's however many teams in the NFL, 32 teams. You're 23rd, you're in the lower half. You're not a running team. Look at the teams that are in the top. Atlanta, Detroit. Detroit has just offensive firepower, but they don't have Patrick Mahomes, so they have to have other pieces. Would I love to be in the top 15 as a running back group? Absolutely. But if that's the case, you're not relying on wide receivers. You're not relying on a total running game, or you are relying on your total running game. So, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, just get first downs on third and short. Get into the end zone on first and third, or first and goal, second and goal, get in the end zone. That's their job. This is not a running back driven team. This is a quarterback passing team. They're never going to run the ball. We gave up on that a long time ago.
And then if they run the ball and they're not throwing it, people will complain about that too. Why isn't Mahomes throwing enough?
Yeah, the running helps out the passing. It's the accent for what is the main entree, which is, of course, air raid. You mentioned Lions, Falcons, Ravens, top three, Bills, and then, of course,
it's 2 days.
Chargers coming in at 5 there with Najee and their rookie, Amarian Hampton. So they are going to run the football. Sticking with the gridiron here, over to the college landscape, Diego Pavia.
Never heard of him.
Vanderbilt quarterback was on Bussin' with the Boys with Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. And this is what he had to say about the Vanderbilt football program taking over the Volunteer State.
Vanderbilt's going to run Tennessee after this year. Like, this is going to be the new staple of, like, college football is going to happen here at Vanderbilt.
Do any of you and the boys ever, like, talk about that? Like, we got to be the state school.
Well,
we're in Nashville, Tennessee. In the Music City. Like, we need to be the brand of Tennessee.
Everyone wants to come to Tennessee because of Nashville. So they want to come to Nashville, so Vanderbilt. And then when we have, like, the most money in NIL, like, why not come here? So, like, we literally just have to win this year and throughout the rest of the year. It'll take care of itself.
You think Vandy will have the most money in the game?
I think we'll be up there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's Nashville.
Yeah, there's a lot of big hitters around here.
Yeah.
They just need a team to believe in.
Yeah, that's all they need.
They need Diego Pavia.
Mm, that's your boy.
I'm going to say bold, and you're kind of giggling and laughing, but like, oh, yeah. I want my guy to have that. If you're a football player, you're an athlete, you're in life, you live life, you want to have that attitude. And I'm not laughing anything off right now because of the NIL. If these people come to, you know, play with their money and they put money out there, there will be teams that we don't know and never heard of before, you know, from a college football or basketball standpoint, that are going to take it to the next level. I mean, people like Vanderbilt, they got a lot of dough down there, right? A lot of money down there. If their alums are anteing up and they're paying for players and they're getting good players, they can flip that program. And so I think right now, all the stuff we've ever learned about college football, throw that out the window, because the landscape is not the same anymore as it used to be. Teams that were never players can now be players with teams that have dominated. It's going to be a real interesting case study over the next 5 or 10 years to see how this NIL truly affects the balance of power in college basketball. But I'm not counting out anybody right now unless you got cheap alums.
Vanderbilt's a baseball school, right?
Yeah.
Have they won a World Series since Tennessee?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No.
I like Bob's word, bold. Plums. I like it. You know, you got it. I mean, that's, if you hate that, then you hate Deion. And Deion did the same thing at Colorado. Like, they're going to doubt us. They're going to hate us. But we're going to bring players in. They turned that team around. Didn't really win anything significant, but you put the team on the map for what you were and what you could. And nobody was talking about Colorado in the Big 12. Nobody really talks about Vanderbilt in the SEC when it comes to football. And maybe there's a chance, but damn, Tennessee's a powerhouse, man. Like, you tell me Nashville or you tell me Rocky Top, not a doubt in my mind I'm not going to Rocky Top, dude.
Yes.
I'm going to play with Bobby Hill.
It'll be interesting to see, man, how this whole thing plays out, though. I mean, I'm not writing anybody off right now in college sports, and I love the fact that it's a blank canvas right now, and that teams and universities can change their fortune and go out there and maybe flip a switch if dudes are starting to write checks to bring, you know, the best athletes to their schools. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't think Georgia Tech, because they're in Atlanta, is going to be competing with Georgia over there in Athens. Yeah. So I think it's a pretty similar comp there. One word on, got some more audio here, LaVar Ball.
Oh boy,
he's got some suggestions for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Ball, I'm finna give it to y'all one more time.
Okay.
If you want a championship, listen to me. I'm making it very easy. Everybody trying to go out and make these trades. Hey, Melo should be over here and Melo should be over here. I don't care where you put Melo. But what I do tell you, if you put him with his brother, he will go to his original spot, which is the two. Which y'all trying to make him a two anyway. He love to score. But the only person he'll move over from the one spot is his brother Lonzo. Get Lonzo and Melo and Jello. Can't nobody beat my three boys playing fast.
Okay.
He continues, but we'll
he just needs to go to the
game. I'm just going to say my one word is COVID for that guy, because that guy got us through COVID being stupid and, you know, defending his players and his sons like that, which I don't blame. He's a dad. He should be doing all of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I didn't know those guys were still in the NBA. The only ball in the NBA is the one they play with.
Yeah. LaMelo's doing pretty good in Charlotte.
Yep.
Charlotte, right? Like, they have an NBA team type of thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not his fault he got drafted by Charlotte, but yeah, he's there. Michael Jordan took over Charlotte for a while. If he still is, I don't know, but I know that was one of his draft picks was LaMelo Ball. So, foot in your mouth, three words, even though he doesn't have one of them anymore.
Is he still trying to push sneakers on people? Like, do we still have the big baller brand? Is that still a thing?
I think Triple B's done. Yeah, because those shoes kind of sucked.
Well,
and
he can
really
only
expensive.
Wear one now.
Yeah. I mean, I just hope we're not coming up on something like that's going to keep us all locked down for the next 16 months or something like that. Because the last time this guy was relevant, we were all sitting at home watching marble racing.
Didn't he say he could beat Jordan one-on-one?
Oh, yeah.
That's right. He said that on, like, first turn.
With
Skip.
Like I said, got us through COVID. And for him, I will always thank him for that.
Yeah, Tiger King, Ball, Last Dance, Nixon 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it was. Ooh, there's an ostrich racing a marble on ESPN2. What the hell? And
guess
KBO,
what?
Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Florida Panthers win Stanley Cup back-to-back. One word.
Good.
McDavid.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, he's the next guy now, right?
Who needs it more now? McDavid, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge is still going to be that one.
They got to score runs to get to the playoffs.
They got to score. But no, it's Aaron Judge. I think he's still the biggest name out of all of them that, you know, hasn't won. He plays for the biggest brand in professional sports, hasn't won. And so Connor McDavid, great player, but he plays in Canada. It's the NHL. It's kind of a rung down. Allen and Lamar, they need championships. There's no doubt. But you're not the captain of the Yankees that has, you know, done nothing in the postseason for 20 years.
Yeah, it's tough, man. But, yeah, American. What is it, since 1993? That's the last time.
31 years, Binkley said. So, 20.
It's weird he knows the year that it's been, but doesn't know the year he was in college because he was too hammered all the time. He would go, man.
There's juice all over the place.
No doubt about it. Coming up on the other side, we bring it to you, Smash or Pass. We're off the next 2 days, so we bring it to you on a Wednesday. Don't forget, Matt Cotrero, Royals manager, at 9 o'clock. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Smash.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Smash or Pass time, so you won't listen for this in about 5 minutes.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Ah! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
When you hear that sounder, you want to be caller number 6, because that's how many runs the Royals scored last night. 6. Tell Mac he's beautiful, tell him that he's awesome, and that he's got wonderful hair. As we get into this topic here on Smash or Pass, brought to you by Bruce Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Caller number 6 when you hear the cow sounder from Family Guy. But first, we were in post-production meeting yesterday, and I just happened to, you know, scroll through Twitter, and I found this. I don't know if I say this word right. Brea?
Bira.
Bira. Is it Bira?
Bira.
Berea?
Berea.
Oh, is it Berea?
Berea tacos, right?
Berea?
Yeah.
I've heard Bira. I've heard Berea. I never heard what you'd said, but I've heard the other two. So.
Berea is what I said. Berea?
Yeah, Berea.
Berea. They have a pizza at this place that we saw, and it looks fantastic. It is that style of taco, but into a pizza. It looks almost like a quesadilla. Has the side of sauce that you dip it in. You're smashing this, right? Like, there's no question. Like, you eat those tacos before. I don't know if you have or not, but those tacos are fantastic.
It looked awesome. It looked amazing. It looked wonderful. Let's see how we say this. Let me see here.
You got the Google Translate?
Birra.
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 So I kind of anglicized it when I said birra.
Yeah, birra. Birra is what Jay Binkley says to the bartender. What can I do for you? Birra, man.
So birra tacos.
We saw another one, and it was, I don't know, I need to do these. I don't know if anybody else has ever done these. Smash potatoes. So you cook them for a little bit in the oven, and then you smash them down with whatever tool you use. And then they got them all crispy, and they toss them in a lemon, dill, and chive dressing.
That looked good, man.
For this time of year?
Yeah.
That looks refreshing. Because you could eat that hot or cold, I would assume.
Yeah, you could do that cold. Kind of a cold potato salad on that. I didn't even think of it from that angle. Yeah.
Or mashed potatoes, cold on ice.
Yeah, I mean, he still describes that. And he's like, yeah, there was mashed potatoes. It was a chicken salad. It was on ice. He thought it was mashed potatoes. Mac, like, what is this? Who puts mashed potatoes on ice, Alex? I don't know.
Who puts Maloney in a corner?
Well, I can tell you who. His wife. I'll tell you what, man. Maloney's wife the other night made him leave early at the event because he was, he was having one too many, I would imagine.
And then the other one that we saw in post-production was crunchy Japanese fries with garlic mayo Parmesan sauce.
I'm out on the garlic mayo Parmesan sauce. I'm not in on that.
That's
now.
The best part.
Nah.
I don't like that they put it over the fries. Like, I've never understood,
That's fair.
I've never understood the people that put, like, ketchup all over their fries and then eat them.
Because if you don't want somebody else to, you know, share your fries, you do that kind of a Richard move, right? Like, I'm going to do this so nobody else wants them, fair. You know?
No, but they didn't put the garlic mayo or whatever it is on top, like, just as a dipper. I'm good.
All in, dude.
Yeah.
Is that like an aioli type situation, almost?
Yeah, aioli is, you know.
Yeah.
Beer.
Birra.
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 And then the other thing I want to bring up is I'm seeing these two things kind of get into the world, like hot honey or Nashville hot, and that is tahine.
Oh, it's everywhere now.
I mean, I know what it is. I know how you use it, but I've been seeing commercials this morning, and three different times they just keep showing these spreads of food. Watermelon, tajin on top. Tacos, tajin. Margarita rims,
I do that for the rim of the margarita. I'll do tajin on the rim of the margarita. I'm not a salt guy on my margarita. I'm really not in anything, but sometimes a little tajin is something, you know, a little gives you a little kick on that. Nothing spectacular.
Somebody says, go to San Antonio and get the Bahia ramen. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Smash.
Bira.
So that was one of them. And then the other one that I'm seeing everywhere is Takis.
No, they're all kids.
I've known they're in the purple bag, and kids that are younger than me have smashed them for years now. But now they are incorporating them into foods. And I saw that Wendy's is going to have a Takis-style burger. Like, they're going to have crunchy Takis on the burger with some other stuff with it, as well as Abelardo's or whatever the place I've told you the breakfast burrito I think you finally got because Maloney's a sweetheart.
Yes, because he's the best.
And Emily's addicted to him now. Side of sour cream every time in the picture. Of course, got to have it. But they have a Takis burrito.
I don't know that I want something crunchy in my burrito. My wife brought home a bean burrito for me last night from Taco Bell.
Ooh.
And? That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that I don't know. I'm just trying to think.
Onions
like,
in it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I don't know that I want the crunch of the Takis in. I mean, I don't know. That just feels like something I don't want.
I feel like at the bottom they get to a sog pit.
I guess now that I'm thinking about it, the beefy five-layer Frito burrito at Taco Bell had the crunch from the Fritos, and it was really good.
Yeah, I'm not a Frito guy, so I never would have gotten that. But I don't know. It's everybody's, you know, opinion, but the kids eat them. I like how Dusty said kids younger than me. He's almost 38.
Yeah. Yep.
That'll be me too.
Not a kid anymore, Dusty. But the kids love them. Like, my kids ask for these things all the time. Takis. And as long as the kids are asking for them, the parents are buying them. So they're going to be in business. They're going to do their thing. And so you might as well try to grow it as much as you possibly can. Because in 6 months, there'll be something different that they want.
Because I love crunch. Because I always used to put Sun Chips on my sandwiches or Lay's potato chips on my sandwich. So I would take a little Cheeto or whatever in the burrito. I don't know. I mean, maybe Bahia. When you come home, stop this thing tonight. Stop this thing tonight.
Did you see Tombstone has released a French fry crust pizza now?
I'm good on that.
French fry crust.
And it's topped with chili cheese.
Not chance.
Yeah.
Not chance.
Uh-huh.
No.
And somebody said it tastes like what the chili that you get. I forget where they and I like, oh no, I'm out on that, man.
Ew.
Nope. I don't like the pretzel crust. I just want I actually want the most limited amount of crust possible. And then there's a new Lay's potato chip flavor.
Yes,
is that right?
Is, yeah. The new flavor of Lay's is out right now. You in or you out on that?
What is the flavor? Is it buffalo chicken?
It is bacon grilled cheese.
Oh. I'd definitely give that a shot. I'm trying it.
I think I'm just more of a baked Lay's guy.
I hate baked Lay's. I don't think they're a good chip at all.
Oh, man.
The baked chips,
baked
nah.
Everything. Yep.
I don't know. I'm just not in on that. I did this.
Baked Lay's, baked Cheetos.
I was about to say, got baked Cheetos at the house.
Really?
Mm, oh, yeah. Man. I ate some last night.
Are they supposed to be healthier, but they're really not type of thing?
Yeah, it's probably
a healthy chip. I saw a commercial yesterday, and it was one of these quit smoking ads that they run, and this woman said, I thought menthol cigarettes were healthy cigarettes.
Oof.
On what planet did you think any sort of cigarette was a healthy cigarette? Right, like you're just an idiot. So that's why I asked. Like, are the baked Lay's like they're no better for you than you
Lay's.
Know?
Well, it's a Marlboro chip, right? Light, Marlboro Lights,
and then you got the Ultra Lights. So then definitely, it's clearly a healthier cigarette at that point in time.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh yes! Yes!
There it is. Caller number 6. Call it to Mac. Tell him he's beautiful and awesome and that he's got great hair. And you'll have a chance to win your chance at Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now with two locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Coming up, Royals owner says sell or do they? We'll get into that on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.